This morning, I want to talk about a fun little project that was put together. Actually, it was initiated by the state as a local project to have local outreach. And it is just that. It's outreach projects. It's called a Volunteer Iowa Day of Service project. And we talked about this actually last spring. We visited with Grace McAfee, who is the Community Wellness Coordinator, talked a little bit about the application process for this. And Grace is in with us here this morning to kind of follow up because these grants have been issued and you had a lot of response.
Yeah. So this conversation started way back, almost a year ago, where community members were just struggling getting volunteers. And I think it's a tale as old as time. And so there was a task force created and the state joined in and got really excited about what Healthy Cass County was trying to do for volunteerism, just right here locally. And so they came back with this project, and we weren't sure how many applicants we were going to get at the beginning. It was going to be 12 hours of training, and we know that people are busy, so we're kind of nervous about that. But we ended up having over 42 applicants that came and said they want to learn more, how to improve their nonprofit organization, and just get more volunteers in the door to continue their mission.
What number would you have been happy with?
I would have been happy with 10. But I think the community really saw that value. I think here in Cass County, we are so good at collaborating with each other. But we have so many organizations that it's hard to do it without volunteers. We would not have all the great things we have in Cass County without volunteerism. So they saw the need and showed up.
And sadly, some folks or some organizations were not chosen because there is a limit, but actually that you said told me that limit had been raised.
Yes. So originally the state had said we would have 20 organizations go through, and that was $3,000 for each organization, and they saw how many applicants we got, and they decided to raise it to 25, which is really exciting because there's not a lot of times that the state give us more money than we were expecting. So we are really excited about that, and they plan to actually use Cass County as an example for other projects that they want to do. So we love being a pilot program here in Cass County.
There are guidelines for the programs. Of course, it's called a Volunteer Day of Service.
Yes.
And these are going to be coming up here relatively soon. Can you talk a little bit about the projects?
Right, yeah. So the money is coming from the 9/11 funding. And what it's supposed to show is that 9/12 day where everyone came together and they saw the community need and they just helped each other out. That's kind of where that funding and the idea is coming from. So all of these projects are supposed to be around 9/11, and these projects are meant to help the community in need. They tried to find somewhere, some area where they saw that our community could need some extra help in. And so these Day of Service projects are supposed to invite the community in, make it easy to volunteer, and hopefully keep volunteering for that organization.
Did you get some pretty creative applications?
Yeah. So at the beginning, they didn't have to have a Day of Service project in mind. The whole goal was for them to think really creatively after. And what I loved about, they had their classes all collaboratively. The organizations came together and decided to put together projects that they can do together and hopefully get more participants. So there's cleanup days around different organizations. There's community meals. There's packing different snacks for kids after sports practice. There's just a lot of cool ideas that I can't wait to see popping up on social media and the news. So,
were you surprised by the collaborations between different organizations?
Absolutely not. I will say this till my last breath. Cass County is so good about collaborating with each other. They just need that opportunity to do it. You know, our food pantries used to never talk to each other and never collaborate. And now that we got them in the room once every quarter, they talk all the time and see how they're doing things. So they just always need that opportunity to start that conversation.
And some encouragement and
support. Yeah,
and
right. Some money.
Well, that too. There's the support part. Yeah, absolutely. Well, now, each of these projects is supposed to, at minimum, these are outreach projects. At minimum, you're supposed to be able to affect 50 people through this. So
Yes. You're
going to affect a lot of people.
Yeah. We're looking at over 1,000 people. If all of our organizations complete their Day of Service project and reach that 50, we're going to impact over, I think it's over 2,500, or not 2,500, 1,200. 100 Cass County residents. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to really make a huge impact in people's lives.
Well, and these each came with a $3,000 grant. Well, each of these projects also came with a $3,000 grant, which I assume could be spent as part of these projects,
yes.
But it might go into their coffers maybe if they've got extra money left over to help in other ways.
Yes, yes. So some of the ideas that some organizations came up with is they're going to use it for, yes, their event, help them buy supplies. Some of them are going to use it for marketing later, maybe pay for some Facebook ads to get their name out there, or try and work on just really improving their volunteer roles and making sure people feel really special when they walk in the door, and so that way they come back. So there was a lot of different ways that they were going to continue this money on, not just to purchase their regular old things, but just to really make a difference in that organization.
Sure. Now, these are organizations within Cass County.
Yes.
Are they sprinkled around Cass County?
Yeah, we had one from almost every single town. We had a couple of our smaller towns that didn't get an application in, but we are spread out all through Cass County.
So you're going to affect people in all kinds of different places.
Yes.
In all kinds of different ways. What was there one that was most creative that really stood out to you?
I don't want to pick on any, but my favorite one is that so far is the gathering is going to be doing, they do their community meal. Mm-hmm. And the whole point of that community meal is to make sure that people are connecting with each other, to improve their mental health, to get them out there and just make that connection with each other. And they have decided to bring people to their meal. So they're working with Knights of Columbus, another group that went through the training, and they're going to go and pick people up and make sure that they have a ride. So I thought that was really cool to bring the community in on a service that they already provide, but also just expanding that to make sure everyone is included.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the training. You mentioned up front that each of these organizations needed to go through 12 hours worth of training. What's the purpose of that? Is that something that they will be able to take with them long term to maybe better focus on some things with their future projects?
Yeah, great question. So the training actually ended up to be at 9 hours, and I think all of our organizations were really excited about that. But the training was all about volunteers and how to keep the really good volunteers that you already have without burning them out. It was how to track how many hours your volunteers have put in so you can recognize them at a later date. It was how to recruit volunteers, how to put social media posts out. So it was really about that core base of let's keep our really good volunteers, and then how do we get more to keep them around? And then also just making them, like I said earlier, making them feel special when they walk in so that they keep coming back.
That's invaluable information.
I think so.
Can you share that with everyone today? Because everyone would love to know that.
Right, right.
You know, it's always, we love our volunteers. We all love our volunteers.
Yes.
But it is. You walk a fine line with burning them out, overuse, always going back to the same
yep.
well, that kind of a thing. And recruitment is difficult.
Yeah.
We all know we're very busy.
Yeah.
We're probably no more busy than we were 20 years ago. We just think we are.
Right.
But it seems like volunteerism sometimes has dwindled in some areas. But in smaller counties like ours, I think people still realize and appreciate the value of volunteerism.
Yeah. And I think a really big message was every class we would have a recap of the class before. And almost every single time they would say what I learned from the last class. And each class they would say, I learned that I need to go and talk to people. I can't just send a text. I can't just put a Facebook post out there and expect someone to grab onto it. I need to go have that human connection and make them feel like we really do need you. And I thought that was really cool that they were bringing back that human connection and putting it to good use.
So this is these are projects that are going to happen here soon.
Yes.
So once all these projects are over, we don't want this whole thing to end. How do you keep this going?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So once the projects are complete, what Cass County and Healthy Cass County is going to be doing is to putting out a marketing campaign that's called Volunteer Cass County. And all of the different volunteer opportunities that we have in Cass County will be posted regularly that have the same marketing, same messaging. So that way people know that, hey, I got a couple hours here. I would love to go volunteer volunteer with a food pantry. I'd love to go volunteer with a church group, you name it. And so that way we kind of get that messaging out there that we're striving to improve our volunteerism here in Cass County and that people know that they're needed.
I would like to think that it's tougher in some of the large metropolitan areas across the country to generate volunteers than what we have here. I would like to think that a lot of folks in our smaller communities and in places like Iowa, because we're Iowa nice, you know, that we do tend to understand a lot of that stuff. We don't really have to teach people too much about that. We kind of have to remind them
yes,
once in a while.
Yeah, a little nudge every now and then. I think that was the great part about the partners coming from the state is a lot of times they would say during their presentation, this might not apply to you because you guys know how to have those connections too. But they were really good about pertaining that class to a local community that is tight-knit.
Sure. I know if folks would like to know more about just kind of in general and macro details, volunteeriowa.org is a place they could go. And there'll be resources here locally, as you mentioned as well, for folks to be able to check out. But look for all of those volunteer opportunities around here in the area. Maybe they'll need some extra volunteers to do these projects.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that is the goal, is that people will come to those opportunities and just fall in love and fall in love with the people and fall in love with the mission. So yes, come and support your local community because without the support that they give every single day, a lot of our community wouldn't happen. So support them so they can continue to support the rest of us.
And you mentioned there's a patriotic component to this as well, as you mentioned, because after September 11th, on September 12th, when the dust kind of started to settle, we all came together and we all decided this is what we're going to, you know, we're going to focus now.
Yeah.
And that's what the basis of this project is too, is to kind of bring those feelings back together again. Yeah. So anything we can do to build that awareness and that togetherness, good thing.
Yeah, always good.
All right, very good. Well, we look forward to seeing some of those projects and some of the benefits that will come from those too. And if you'd like to volunteer and find out more, there are plenty of ways to do it. Yeah. Believe me, there are many groups looking for volunteers, so you don't have to look very far. Grace McAfee in with us here this morning. She's our Community Wellness Coordinator for Cass County. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.